Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. I went to my pop-in-laws.
Your pop-in-laws?
Pop.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so, Evan's pop.
I'm with you. Yep.
Yeah, Evan's pop's 85th.
Oh, well done.
Birthday.
Pop-in-law.
Pop-in-law. I used to call him Pop-Pop because he's the kid's great pop.
Okay, cool.
So, Nan Nan and Pop-Pop, great people.
Okay.
Love the show. I don't know if they do. I just said that anyway. So, we went and saw he was throwing this party by his younger brother up in this beautiful property, like, kind of near Les Moody.
Right, okay.
So, massive property.
Rural, yep.
Rural, in the hills. So, it's got a really long, steep driveway.
Ah, the dream.
The dream. But there's not...
Trees either side.
There's not a lot... Like, a lot... There was a lot of people there, and there's not a lot of places to park. So, everyone's parked, like, up the top.
Mm-hmm.
Had to move my car so that... Evan's cousin could get out.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, cool. And then he starts reversing down the driveway. I was like, ooh, he's gone, he's really confident.
Like he's going quick?
Yeah, just not like super quick, just like not slow and steady. Just like
right, okay.
Driving like you would normally reverse, that it's not a steep driveway.
Right, okay, right.
With gravel reverse.
Every like, road's the same, don't worry about it.
But what I didn't know is he'd been told by the owner of the property, he's like, stay... So if he's reversing, it'd be like, stay to the right.
Stay to the right, okay.
Stay to the right, because on the left, it goes into a steep decline. You do not want to be falling off there.
Oh, like a cliff.
Sort of like a cliff.
Right,
okay. Like a hill. Steep hill.
Okay.
Not a cliff, steep hill.
Stay on the opposite
side
of the
hill. Stay on the opposite side. He took that a little too far and ended up driving, reversing into the ditch.
What?
So it was, because it's like a gravel long driveway, there's like a ditch on each side for
no.
the water to run down.
Yeah.
So yeah, so he's stayed way too close. It's gotten soft, so his car's
Did you
pulling.
Witness this? Like you were like, hey, see you, mate. And he's like, yeah, cool. And then just straight into the ditch?
I did it. So
oh,
he got probably about halfway down.
Okay.
And then his sister, who was reversing out behind him,
yeah,
comes running back up and was like, can someone come and help? I'm not going to say his name because he's embarrassed by it.
It's a nice easy name.
That's funny because that's Pop Pop's name. Anyway.
So you're going to say, funny, that's his name.
No, it's not. He's like, oh, quick, can you come help? His issue with the car. And everyone's like, what? So then, because there's like 15 older gentlemen and they all rush down.
Yeah.
And then there's like everyone standing around trying to figure out how to get this car out. And then like my little son was enjoying it. So like, you know, the stereotypical older men standing around the car trying to get it out. They put a plank of wood under one of the tyres. It started to go up on it, but the plank snapped, and then that got caught under the car.
Oh, no, went through the wheel arch.
Sort of. It was just, like, between, like, the bumper, and they're like, oh, no. But because
15 guys can't get the car out of the ditch.
What they ended up doing is because we're, like, in, like, the bush, essentially, one of the four-wheel drives had a winch.
Oh, okay, so hook it up, drag the car out.
I think there was minimal damage, but a lot of damage to the ego.
Of course, because he's young, right?
Yeah. That's my biggest fear is driving my car into a ditch.
Have I drive my car into a ditch? I haven't.
Have you gotten it stuck, though, somewhere?
I've got my car stuck in the river. I had a boy racer car, right?
I don't know what a boy...
It's very low.
Oh, yes.
Okay, big rims, tinted windows, very loud exhaust.
Yeah, that makes sense. That fits you.
This is back when I was young.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. Anyway, so I wanted to see if I could cross this bed of water that was slowly gushing. Some people call it
a river.
Yeah, of course. It sounds less stupid when you just call it a body of water. Anyway, so I thought I'd cross it, and I thought, no, it's front-wheel drive, so I might get stuck. So I'm going to reverse it and see how far across I can get reverse.
So you did think about it.
Oh, I did think about this, yeah. And so all my mates were like, yeah, let's see.
Oh.
So I probably got about 2 meters in, completely bogged, water coming through my door.
No.
And then spent the next 2 hours trying to dig myself out. Yeah. So I have. I've been stuck in that situation.
Let us know. Where did you get your car stuck?
And we've got an anonymous caller coming through.
Anonymous, where'd you get your car stuck?
It wasn't me. It was my boss at the time. And we were the other side of Yanchep.
Okay. Other side of Yanchep.
Mm-hmm. And they were going a little bit too quickly, reversing and mounted the curb in the four-wheel drive and bogged it. And...
How long did it take you to get it out?
We had to wait for a tow truck driver to pick us up.
You're
whispering?
Why are we whispering?
2 hours in the heat.
Oh,
2 hours in the heat?
No.
Are they next to you or something? Is that why you're whispering?
No, because they listen to the station, so I've got to be
Thank you so much, Anonymous.
I love the fact that you still called up and you were like, I'm going to do it.
They'll know. They'll never know. How will they know? Andrew's giving us a call. Andrew, where'd you get your car stuck?
So it was early 20s, bunch of blokes in the car, one of their dad's SUVs, dropping me home, and this is kind of triangle of land between Leach Highway, Albany Highway, Manning Road.
Yes.
We decided we'd go bush bashing.
Oh, no.
And of course, because they're really busy roads, we decided we'd turn off the headlights so no one would see us and promptly just drove straight into a concrete block and bottomed out the sump and got wedged on top of it.
Oh, it was like teetering either side. Is that what happened?
Oh, kind of. So, of course, Dad gets called by the guy who's driving.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've done this. Tended to get a tow truck. It's ripped the sump off coming off this concrete block. It was a big block.
Oh.
But we had no headlights on to see it.
Did he have to pay for it?
Yeah, I think he did.
How do you even explain that? Like, what were you doing? Why could you not see that giant concrete? What?
Thanks, Andrew. There's no explanation. That's when Dad's just like, oh. All right. Keith's given us a call. Keith, what happened?
Well, this is not a big tragedy, but it's a little bit different. My wife got the car out of the way, and then she drove it back into the driveway and locked the steering.
How?
Yeah, how? What?
It's a characteristic of the car. So I'm in my driveway, and I can't go anywhere. So I've got my key in the ignition, and it won't go anywhere, and the wheel won't turn, the steering wheel. So anyway, I rang VW, and I was registered for their help. And the lady goes, oh, is it a Jetta? I say, yes. So, okay, sir, she says, just turn the key slightly to the right in a normal way and hold the steering wheel against the lock for a few moments. So I said, oh, really? So I did that, and after 3 seconds, it unlocked.
What?
That's such a weird feature.
That's my tragedy. And so I said, you deserve a promotion and a pay rise. I'm going to recommend it.
What an odd thing. It's like, oh, you driving a Toyota? Yeah, stick your tongue out.
No. It was a VW Jetta, and she knows the characteristic of the car. And I'm very impressed. She knew what to do, and I didn't.
I know.
It doesn't matter. I'm really old. It doesn't bother me. But I thought, yeah, for a little variation.
Thanks,
Keith. For a little variation, you'd like to know about someone who had a trouble, who lost their car in their driveway.
I love that, Keith. It's brilliant.
And lastly, we've got Glenn on the phone. Glenn, what happened?
Well, speaking of driveways, here's another one.
Oh, brilliant.
I used to have this really nice black Gemini van back 30 years ago. Yeah, hot it up. And I had a long, steep driveway and a turning bay because I was on a busy road. So, but one time I backed out too far and she went over the edge a little bit. It wasn't a steep drop or anything, but it was stuck. So I tried to force it with some power and I snapped the bolt on the tail shaft. Not going anywhere then, am I?
Well, okay. Oh. Pardon my ignorance. What's the tail shaft?
Well, that bit sort of attaches between the differential and the wheel. If you don't know what I'm talking about still, well, yep. Sorry.
So I'm guessing it helps you steer the car or move the
basically,
wheels.
Basically, you ain't going.
Rear-wheel drive in those days, little cars were rear-wheel drive. That's you probably know what that means.
Yep.
The mess, you know.
We'll just stop there, Glenn. We'll stop.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Did you have to get it? Well, did you end up getting it fixed, or was that bye bye to the car?
Yeah, my dad towed me up out of the ditch I was in, and then we just put a new bolt in there and away we went. So it wasn't so bad in the end, but embarrassing. Yeah.
And you just took it a bit slower from that point on.
Thanks, Glenn. It's like about when you're young and doing things to your car. Super embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Dumb stuff. And we've got Sue on the phone. Sue, how are you going?
Hi, good.
What happened, Sue? Where'd you get your car stuck?
We were driving in a safari park in Rwanda, and it was all good, and then it suddenly started raining, and it all got really muddy and slippy. The car skidded and went into this massive big hole. So we all got out of the car and realised it was beginning to get a bit dark. It was dusk. And then I saw this massive, great, big lizard, and I was thinking, oh, no, there's going to be other animals around.
Safari park, yep.
So it started to get a bit scary.
How'd you get it out?
Well, it took a while. We had lots of men with us who were coming to help to try and push it out, but they couldn't get it out. And then I thought, we've got to pray. So we prayed, and as soon as we prayed, it was like the car just suddenly lifted out. It was like angels came and lifted it out.
Wow. Amazing.
That's beautiful. What a happy ending to that story.
And then you just drove home.
I know.
And
then you just drove off.
And we drove. Yeah, and then we drove off, yeah. It's
and
all
you
good.
Didn't get eaten by lions.
No, we didn't.
Hey, Sue, thank you so much for the call. That's incredible.
I would have been freaking out dusk in, like, Rwanda, in, like, a safari. I would...
I would have got out of the car.
Yeah, no thanks. Danielle's given us a call. Danielle, where'd you get your car stuck?
Hey guys, so I did have two, but I'll tell you my favourite one.
I want to hear both, actually.
Yes, I'm one of those people that has multiple. I was up in, like, you know, the city's multiple car parks, the level.
Oh, yeah,
and
so confusing.
So I parked the car thinking I was fine, reverse out after I've done my shopping, and I hear this sound, and I'm like, ooh, what's that? Oh, I'll just keep reversing anyway. And I ripped my whole bumper off my car.
What?
I went over the concrete. You know that stopping thing that it stops you?
Yeah.
I went over the top of that.
Okay. Hang on. So are we talking about the little tiny thing that your wheels hit so you don't hit the back of the wall?
Yeah.
Or, right, you just went...
Bubble was too
low. Yeah, so you know, you reverse. So I was straight in. So I haven't noticed that my car has gone over it. So when reversing, it's ripped it right off.
What did you do with your bumper? Did you just, like, sheepishly open your boot and just put the bumper in?
Okay, like, how embarrassing to start off with. Like, it was not a small sound. I called my father-in-law, and I thought, I better drive out of, like, you know, the multi-car park. How am I going to get a tow truck in here? And I met him on the city street, and he got zip ties and tied it back together.
Oh, he's...
Good old duct tape.
How long do you have the zip ties on for?
Still there.
Oh, Danielle, that is brilliant.
That's the best part of the whole story. Haven't fixed it.
Hey, zip ties, that's a fix. If it works.
Doesn't work.
It works.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.